In today's modern world, what is known as leprosy is now called Hansen's disease, and it is treatable and it is curable. But in the time of Jesus and in the time of the Old Testament, the fate of lepers was a very harsh one. And in the Old Testament, there are two people who were healed of leprosy, Miriam and Naaman. And when they were healed, it was almost like a resurrection, a resuscitation from death into life. Lepers were treated as social and religious outcasts. Because of the contagious nature of the disease, they were banished from the community. They were also considered ritually unclean. They were excluded from both family and communal religious practices. Illness was seen as a consequence of sin. Lepers were therefore regarded as sinners. It was assumed that God had rejected them and that this, very hurtful. Rejection hurts beyond any other state or emotion. Acceptance is the answer to rejection. Jesus did not regard the leper who came to him as being unclean. He saw him as a human being in a very desperate situation. He allowed him to come up to him. A dialogue takes place between the two of them. Jesus does the unthinkable. He touches him and heals him. This gesture shocks the onlookers. By touching the leper, Jesus was breaking both the social and religious law and was becoming ritually unclean himself. He touched the leper because that is who the person he was. In small way, we see Jesus' compassion for the outcast. He not only cured a sick person, but he healed that sick person's spirit. Because as I said, this was a disease that caused someone to be banished. And when one is not well, their spirit is down. They feel broken, abandoned, uncared for, and unwanted. With this gospel, we're probably wondering, well, how can we apply it to our lives today in the 21st century? So it said, people who suffer from Hansen's disease are not seen as the outcast. They are cured and lead normal lives. But we have brothers and sisters throughout the world who, for whatever reason, are put aside. Whether it be because of economic status, migration status, sexual identity or sexual orientation, even age. Elderly people can be treated as an outcast, put to the side. Every human person has dignity. And the spirit is dwelling in the body of everyone who is here and in the world. And in our opening prayer, we pray that, that our hearts become the dwelling place of the spirit. And that dwelling spirit is to be extended to the care of others. When people are calling out for help, they are crying from the heart. And it is from our heart that we are to respond. But the four points that I wish to conclude with is this. People experience the healing power of Jesus. Leprosy symbolizes sin. They have been cleansed of sin by him in baptism. The same applies to us. Secondly, just as the leper went away and told others everywhere what Jesus had done for him, so we should let others know what God has done for us, even in our moments of darkness, desperation, recognizing God's movement, God's healing touch. Thirdly, just as Jesus broke through religious and social taboos and reached out to leper, so should we reach out to the outcast, whoever that is. Many of us have people who are outcasts in our own family for whatever reason. They are not to be disrespected or shunned. Fourthly, we learn from Jesus how he treated the leper. When we marvel at the kindness and respect that was shown, to touch someone with respect is healing in itself. No one should be forgotten. Everyone needs a pat on the back to be reminded that they are a human being. We may have our own difficulties and struggles with following this. The way that we've been brought up, the way that we may read things on a social blog, it can poison our thinking, forgetting that people are in need. And that's where we, as holy people, go to prayer. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. The church does ask for three things: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And the purpose of that is to grow in closeness to God. But as I said, we have our own obstacles, and that's where we go to prayer. That's where we go to a prayer like Psalm 25. Lord, show me your ways. Because what we see in today's gospel is Jesus following the ways of his Father, Father who heals and loves unconditionally. So as we continue this liturgy, let us continue to pray for ourselves. Pray that our body and our spirit are healed, that our hearts may be the dwelling place of the Spirit, so that we can respond with a heart to those whose hearts are broken.